You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reacted to the opposition's charge of BJP government at the centre misusing agencies to get Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal arrested, saying that he wondered why courts didn't grant relief to the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, chief. He also accused the opposition of misleading the people of the country. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor responded to Union Minister and BJP leader Rajiv Chandrasekhar's defamation notice against him, asserting that he did not make any false and malicious imputations against the minister, either knowingly or unknowingly. Tharoor also asked Chandrasekhar to withdraw his statements and tender an apology. Billionaire Elon Musk is likely to be in the final stages of finalizing the investment plan for Tesla's India debut this month. The speculations have been sparked off when Musk announced his visit to India. Virat Kohli rallied behind Hardik Pandya as the former Royal Challengers Bengaluru skipper urged the Mumbai Indians fans to stop chanting against their franchise skipper. Kohli gestured from the middle to make sure Pandya didn't go through a hostile round of booing during the RCB vs. MI match at the Wankhede Stadium. 3 years after the Kominsky method concluded, veteran actor Michael Douglas is returning to the small screen with Franklin, a period political drama where he plays Benjamin Franklin. Essaying the historical figure has lent Michael a fresh perspective to view the state of democracy across the globe today, from his home country of America to a land he loves visiting, India.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.